Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Welcome to the show. It's 10:01. It's Monday, January 10th, 2010. 10:01, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. It's your hip hop informer. Your dude, T.M. Hyman. Welcome to the show. It's a good one tonight. Again, Monday, January 10th. Tonight on the show, we have our special guest from Bitter Inheritance stopping by to discuss that new project. We have Dr. Mildred Dumas, the author of the book Bitter Inheritance. She's an award-winning novelist as well as playwright, along with the cast, including executive producer Ms. Gay, and she has a crew with her tonight. I don't know exactly who's going to be with us, but it's a lot of folks stopping past to talk about the movie. In the movie, we have Marla Gibbs, Michael Collier, Stoney Jackson, Kathleen Bailey, Howard Hewitt, and others. This is a dynamic team, and they're here with us tonight. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. And we'll be playing Howard Hewitt's music, which is the soundtrack to the movie throughout the entire program tonight. We have the cast of Bitter Inheritance here with us tonight, as well as Wednesday night. Go tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to log on. Blog Talk Radio is the network. This is the baddest talk radio show on the network. Again, Bitter Inheritance, up close and personal with the cast and the production team. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We're going to play, again, Howard Hewitt's music, which is the soundtrack to the movie, throughout the show. But first, here's Here Before, K-Cheeks. We'll be right back after this.
I would like to say hi to everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication, you know, to my baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. And yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like, see, I need to tell you this. We ain't shook, our brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. Now blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Not a force that we can't block. Now think about the name of mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. So forever, baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3000 like Andre name. We ruined the whole week for a week in love, man. The finish line tape, man. We can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel confident. We drop something on the reset button like. Your ride. I've been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labor claiming to sign us. You can be my ladder, baby, damn me to climb up. So high up that we're changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy-headed hoes. You know? check, no trade like Ramsey, no breaking our family. See, we rockin', rollin', rollin' rock, cause our dress no strap like hawk to top. TMG, yeah, we all we got. Yeah, I just can't see myself and nobody else but you. I mean, we gonna roll this thing out. We gonna get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Oh, thank you for joining.
Thank you for taking the time to join us tonight.
Yes.
Bitter yes. Inheritance, a honey peach film, but this is your baby, Dr. Dumas, based on a novel you wrote, Bitter Inheritance. How
yes,
did Bitter Inheritance come about?
How did it come about?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just love pulling stories out of my head, putting them on paper. I wrote this back in 1984. I didn't do anything with it then. I pulled it out in 2004, revised it, did a few revisions, and found a publisher, and we went from there. Everyone loved the book and wanted to know when I was going to turn it into a screenplay. And that brought this about when I met Miss Melina Gay, and she helped me do that. So that's where we are today.
Awesome. How did you and Miss Gay meet?
I was auditioning for one of my plays. I've been producing my plays for years now. And she auditioned for one of the roles, and I saw what a great actress she is. I brought one of the books to a rehearsal, gave it to her and told her to read it, and if she liked it, I wanted her to help me get it produced, and this young lady went to work with a passion, and that's the story behind the movie, Bitter Inheritance, that we're involved in making now.
Awesome, and
yes,
you've had several great popular plays, Uncle Rufus, 1 and 2, Looking for a Man, My Brother's Blood, When the Past Comes Back. So you're a
yes,
busy,
now,
busy
When the Past
lady.
Comes Back received 7 NAACP Theater Awards nominations in 2001. So that's one of my really popular plays that I'm very proud of.
And I understand A Gathering of the First Ladies also is a renowned play The audience
loved
that.
Yes, I wrote that last year, 2010, and we produced it in March, and Melina Gay was one of my main characters. And it went over quite well in the Antelope Valley area in California.
So you are in what part of California yourself, Dr. Dumas?
I am in the Antelope Valley area. I am in Palmdale. That's about 70 miles from Los Angeles.
And have you always resided on the West Coast?
No, I have not. I came here from the Midwest. I was in St. Louis for years, then I moved to Colorado, and from Colorado to California. And that was 20-some years ago.
Wow.
Awesome. So awesome.
I guess you sound where you were comfortable. Yes. California sounds like I've never been to California outside of being in the desert.
Oh, well, really? Well, I think you would love it. And who is this?
This is CeeLo. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you, CeeLo. I think you'd probably love California just as the rest of us do.
Once you get out here, you absolutely fall in love with it. The weather, it can't be beat. It absolutely cannot. And the people are just so friendly. And, I mean, you just it just becomes a kind of family atmosphere once you get to know the people and meet the people who fit right into your circle or that you're comfortable with, then it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I affectionately call Dr. Dumas Grandma.
That's right.
My family is several thousands of miles away, several hundreds of miles away, and as is hers. And so, as she said, we met during one of her plays, The Power of My Will. And she came up to me during the rehearsal, and she said, I'm going to get my first movie, my first novel made into a film. And I said, oh, well, congratulations. That's good for you. And she said, well, no, I want you to play the lead. And I said, oh, excellent. Thank you. Awesome.
Right.
She said, now, if Halle Berry, if the studios get it made, then they might want Halle Berry. And I said, well, you know, Halle already has her Oscar, and Halle already has her stuff. I'll take it.
So
here we are.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. So let me do this. The voice that you're hearing right now, folks, and if you've just tuned into the show, it is 10:12, and we have some remarkable guests with us tonight. It's the writer of the book Bitter Inheritance, Dr. Dumas. But the voice that you've just heard is that born and raised in Washington D.C. in the Upper Marlboro area. She's known as Miss Congeniality to some. She won Miss Black World. And this lady is TV star. New York Undercover, USA Live, All My Children, Guiding Light, One Life to Live. A serious profile here. And she said, and General Hospital. It's Miss Melina Gay, everybody. Executive producer. The person that brought the vision from the book to the film. Melina, how did you pull this cast together?
You know what? It had nothing to do with me. It absolutely is all God. God brought this.
I like
fruition.
That.
I mean, I went to the University of Virginia. You're absolutely right. I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., raised in the Upper Marlboro area. And I went to the University of Virginia and was supposed to be an international corporate attorney with a concentration on the Spanish-speaking countries.
Beautiful and smart. Wow.
And that was, well, thank you very much. That was my path in life. I didn't really have much of a choice in it. It was just that's what was supposed to happen. And I followed that path until one day I was convinced to enter a beauty pageant. And I didn't really want to, and I was hesitant because that wasn't what I was supposed to do, I thought. So I went ahead and entered it, and lo and behold, I won. And won Miss Congeniality. Who knew that? And then
awesome.
I proceeded at that point. I sent some pictures to New York and started getting calls to be on New York Undercover, and that's where I started my career 15 years ago, and so I was in New York for 9 years, so just learning and training, learning the skill, the craft that it takes to be an actor. A lot of people like to say, oh, I think I want to try acting. You don't go, if you're on trial for murder, you don't go to law school and say, I think I want to try this lawyer. Or if you're having open heart surgery, you don't go to medical school or just on the street and say, I think I want to try this person. You go to a person who has studied and trained in that industry and in that field, and you want the actually best person who is going to do that job and take care of you. And so I learned what the absolute job, the professionalism that it takes to be a professional actor. And in that realm, I had the benefit of having access to Broadway. So I've done several off-Broadway plays, off-Broadway plays. I've written, I've directed. I even took one on a national tour. So I had got my experience in the New York area and then brought it out here a few years back. And in my acting adventures, we'll call them out here, I stumbled
right.
across Dr. Dumas, and it's just been a match made in heaven ever since.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Tell us about the plot in the setting of the movie. What can we look forward to?
Do you want to take that, Grandma?
A good mystery thriller. I love them, and there are a lot of people out there who do. Now, the plot is the story of two women, one African-American and one white. They co-inherit a thriving business. And the story is about these two women and how they deal with their inheritance. One of the women tries to carry out the wishes of her benefactor. The other tries to destroy her co-heiress. Now, the latter allows her hatred for the other woman to fester to the point that it literally drives her insane, to the point of madness. So to one, this inheritance is a godsend, and to the other, it's a bitter pill to try to swallow. Thus the title, Bitter Inheritance.
Thank you for that. Folks,
mm-hmm.
if you just tuned in, we have Dr. Mildred Dumas, along with Melina Gay, executive producer, Bitter Inheritance, up close and personal with them tonight and Wednesday. We have several folks from the cast will be joining us. If you have questions and you want to say hello, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We'll be right back. Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. so much love between us. I'll be the one to come running.
Be the one to come running.
Oh, yes, I will, girl. I'll come running home.
You to take a look at it. Now, at first I said, okay, absolutely, I love it. Now, mind you, keep in mind, we're in the middle of rehearsal for a full-on play. So I already have it entire. But she says, oh, just read it. So, okay, I'm thinking, you know, I'll take my time and read it. Can I just tell you, CeeLo, that once I picked it up, I couldn't put it down. I could not, that book followed me the entire, I couldn't sleep. I slept. I would have tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't because I had to know what Velma was going to do. I had to know what Sonya was going to do. That
book
followed me in my hand the entire, I mean, to brushing my teeth, to combing my hair. I just couldn't function without turning pages. And it captivated me the entire time. So, and to the very, very last page where I said, I mean, and then I had to start all over again first. After, as soon as I put it down, I called Dr. Dumas, and I said, you know what, Dr. Dumas, I'm kind of mad at you right now because I haven't had any sleep because your book is just outstanding. It is absolutely outstanding, and this is a story that has got to be told.
I can't wait to see it.
Thank you, my dear.
Yes.
Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it is Monday, January 10th, 2010. Tonight, we have the team of Bitter Inheritance. Now, the movie consists of an all-star cast. You have Miss Melina Gay. You have Howard Hewitt. You have Kathleen Bradley. You got Michael Collier, Marla Gibbs. You got Stoney Jackson. I mean, the list goes on and on. But we also have, is it Shyla Lachey?
Yes,
Shyla
Lachey.
If you're on the line, if you can dial one, we will add you into this conversation, my friend. Shyla Lachey, I do understand you are out there. If you can dial one on the phone, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Shyla Lachey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody.
Yes. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome.
definitely. Welcome to the show. Shyla, how did you get hooked up with these wonderful people?
Well, it is through my relationship with Melina. We worked together a lot of union events at AFTRA, and she told me about this project. I read it and was like, whatever you need me to do, just let me know, because I'd love to help her. She's a great friend, and I've been to Dr. Dumas's productions before, and I know that she does wonderful work, so anything that she was doing, I wanted to be involved with, and that's how I got into it.
That's awesome. Now, what character do you play?
Callie Foster. She
okay.
is a housekeeper in the household and is loyal servant, you know, loves her job, does everything she can there for the owners. However, through events that transpire, she's not very pleased, and I don't want to give away the story,
too
but
much. That's
well, right. Of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
Right, but
we want to keep them on the edge of their seat.
Exactly. She has something that she'd like to exact upon a particular inheritance based on her treatment after some situations unfold. So I'll just leave it at that. But it's very a wonderful story, very intriguing, lots of twists and turns, and it definitely will keep you guessing right up to the end.
Well,
if we have any more cast members, I'm sorry, C-Love, if we have any more cast members from the movie on the line, please dial 1 on the phone, and we'll add you into this conversation. Folks, we have the cast of Bitter Inheritance hanging out with us tonight and Wednesday night. We really want to promote this film. Folks, I need you to support small businesses overall, but independent films, all right, need your support on this one. Log on to www.bitterinheritance.com. Check out the website and definitely support the movie. If not coming to a theater near you, when it hits DVD, I need you to pick it up. www.bitterinheritance.com. Let me pause to bring on another co-host to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, give it up for Ms. Willingham. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Hi Mary Blige.
Hey. Bonnie Nachos,
baby. Dee Dee, you are joining us. We have Dr. Mildred Dumas. We have Melina Gay, as well as Shyla Lachey hanging out with us tonight.
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. Ms. Gay, what was your most, well, before, what character do you play in the movie?
I play the character of Velma Hanna. And Velma Hanna is the, she is the executive assistant to William Ellis Coley, who is the CEO of the multimillion dollar advertising firm, the William Ellis Coley Agency.
Okay.
So I play his executive assistant, but the story begins with his untimely death and subsequent suicide of his, it's in the first few pages, so it's okay. Suicide of his wife, leaving his daughter, Sonia, who's only 18, the heir, along with myself, the executive assistant, heir to his estate. So we're co-heirs.
Wow. You got to share.
She's right. Not so happy about that. And the daughter's not so happy about that. And I now have the entire responsibility of managing this firm, which is not, I've been groomed to that responsibility by the CEO, Mr. Colby, unbeknownst to the rest of the company. Whereas, and you'll see when we have our various clips ready, where you'll be able to see the different reactions of some of the fellow cast members, such as Stoney Jackson and Howard Hewitt and Troy Williams and Sean Foley. They are part of the staff that's involved in the company. And once the trailer comes out, you'll see some very hysterical moments regarding their reaction, because they think that they're the ones who are going to be left in charge of the firm.
Oh, wow.
I'm the last person that everyone suspects would be involved, would have that.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. Did you guys have a definite release date? Because I know you've been having, like, some openings, but, like, do you have an exact release date?
No, we don't have a release date. We do not have a release date yet.
Okay, okay. No, because we want to keep the people posted so that soon as, you know, you're ready, we're ready to let the people know so we can go out and support.
There was a red carpet event out in L.A., over New Year's weekend. Thank you all for the invite. I was not able to get out there. I wish I would have been. But how was the red carpet event?
The red carpet event was lovely. There were a lot of people in attendance. It was very, very lovely event. We had a small reunion because we had not seen each other since our last day of filming, which was toward the end of November. So it was like a small family reunion, and we just had a really, really great time on the red carpet and introducing a small portion of the piece, and we just look forward to the grand release of it.
Before we get into a finance segment coming up, how did Howard Hewitt get connected with the movie?
Well, you know, you wouldn't believe it, but it's, you know, you asked me this a couple of times already about how I was able to assemble this all-star cast. And as I said before, it wasn't me. It was totally God. God assembled these wonderful, talented, and gifted people and just made it so easy, whereas it was as simple as, hey, I mean, for example, Stoney Jackson and I were at a celebrity golf tournament that Kathleen and I had actually gone to for Pat Boone. And we were participating as the celebrity golfers, and Stoney was there. And I simply said to Stoney, hey, Stoney, hey, what's going on? How you doing? Hey, you feel like being in a movie? Well, sure. Okay. Okay. And, I mean, it's funny, but it's so when you're able to, these are my friends. That's the beautiful thing, that they're very talented, kind, and generous people, but they are so loving, and they're all my friends. And so I just picked up the phone and say, hey, would you mind doing this for me? I have this great project, and I'm really passionate about it. I want to get it done. You want to be involved? And I said, sure. And what's so amazing about it, Terrence, is that my friends, I love them so much. They're so fantastic. Half of them didn't even know that. They didn't even ask the name of it. Didn't ask what it was about. Didn't ask
because
anything.
You asked.
No,
they were down.
Just said,
they were down
Lena,
for it.
Because, exactly. Because you said it, and we know it's going to be good. We know it's going to be excellent. We know the quality is superior. We want to be on board. Don't even have to know the name of it. We're just going to be there. And they're here. And it's a beautiful thing.
The rest is history.
The rest is history. And I am just so thankful and grateful. Grateful that it, I mean, and to the wonderful author, Dr. Dumas, to my fantastic director, Angela Gibbs, who will be on the call on Wednesday. She'll be able to join us a little bit. To co-producer Frank Underwood Jr., who he's supposed to be on the call right now, actually. He may just be listening and not dialing in. But he is involved, and he has 20 years of expertise in the industry, as well as Angela. You know, I'm just surrounded by such talented and dedicated individuals who are just determined to see this to fruition just as much as I am. So I just thank God completely for that.
Well, we are grateful for your presence tonight on the show. Folks, jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Log on to www.hacmedia.com. Follow TM Hyman Radio Live. After this, we'll talk more about producer Frank Underwood, director Angela Gibbs. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio
convinced she loves me, but never her approval no matter how I try. The way you talk to me, but still I say I love you. I'm ashamed, you can see it in my eyes. Mama always told me to respect the woman, but what am I to do when her parents do not try?
Software undoubtedly makes the job a lot easier. No brand is guaranteed to be infallible. So here are four of the most important changes you need to know as you prepare your 2010 return. First, smaller deductions for business and medical mileage. You can't write off the cost of daily commute by car, but you can deduct other work-related mileage you're not reimbursed for. Secondly, better limits on deductions for property damage or loss due to theft. For damage or stolen property to be deductible, the lost amount must now only exceed $100 compared with $500 allowed with 2009 tax filings. Third, deduction for taxes and fees on new motor vehicle purchases. Now, this is a little different because if you bought a new car, light truck, motorhome, or motorcycle between February 17th and December 31st of 2009, then you can actually deduct the state, local, and excise taxes related to the purchase on your taxes that you're filing in 2010. So just keep that in mind. A neat feature of the deduction is you can use it to increase your standard deduction or take it as a regular itemized deduction, whichever works out best for you. And lastly, bigger deductions for long-term care insurance premiums. The IRS rules allow long-term care insurance policy owners to deduct more of their premiums for 2010 than they did in 2009, and the average increase is about 3%. So as you can probably imagine, the government has pretty much changed a lot of tax rules, quite a bit more than what I've touched on. So to see other potentially beneficial changes and what's been made, check out a list called Tax Changes for Individuals at the IRS website. Who knows what other sorts of breaks you might, you know, find there on the website. And better yet, if you're unsure of what changes apply to you and what changes do not, just cough up the money, pay to have your taxes prepared by a certified professional. That way you'll ensure that you're not making any errors that will cost you down the line, and most likely you'll maximize your actual tax refund.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out, like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Won't you log on to the website? It's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Radio Live. You just heard Enough by Howard Hewitt. It's your girl Toya out of Delaware. Thanks for joining us this evening. We have some cast members from the upcoming film Bitter Inheritance online. Again, thank you all for joining us. We really do appreciate it. I actually have a question for Dr. Dumas. You did say earlier that you actually wrote the book back in 1984. What made you decide 20 years later to pick up the book, dust it off, revise it, and turn it into what it is today?
Well, I loved it when I wrote it in 1984, and I just thought it would make a good book and a good movie. I really did, and I could not find a publisher back then. I didn't give up on it completely. So I pulled it out of the back of my file, revised it, and tried again. I'm one who never gives up on something I really believe in.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. No, absolutely. Why was it so difficult to find a publisher then compared to today?
I really don't know, but sent it out even out here. I wasn't living in California then, but it did make the rounds here in California and other publishers. And, you know, first-time writers just have a hard time trying to get published, I believe, first-time authors. So I guess that was just it. Maybe they just weren't ready for my book back then, but, of course, mystery thrillers were out, you know, and I thought it was a good one. Maybe no one else did. But anyway, today it's my baby that I'm working on now, and I'm very proud of what we have done so far and of Miss Melina Gay and how she has helped me with this project.
Absolutely. Dr. Dumas, for aspiring writers, we had a writer, author, on our first program of the year. The title of the show was Making Room for the New Things This Year Has to Bring. What advice do you have, starting with never give up? That's in anything
That's
that you're
right.
trying to
Just
do.
Never give up. And write.
But what advice do you have?
Write something every day, even if you have to throw it in the waste can. Write, you know, and just keep at it and find a time of day that you can write without interruptions and just keep plugging away and pulling those characters and the stories out of your head, and someday something is going to click. Now, it was a long time for me, but it might not take that long for others. But this is a lesson to our young folk to just never give up on your dreams. Keep plugging away at them, and someday they just might be realized.
Absolutely. I posted something on Facebook earlier today, and it went something like, you know, there's always a lesson in failure. Don't be afraid of failing. Just get up and try it again. But
absolutely.
There's always a lesson in failing. Don't be be afraid of.
True. It always teaches you something.
Always.
Absolutely. Let's turn to Shayla, or Shyla Lachey. Miss Lachey, thanks for joining us tonight. What was your most memorable moment while recording Bitter Inheritance?
I'd have to say my most memorable moment is this scene with Michael Collier. Just because you never know what was going to come out of his mouth from one moment to the next. And it's so hard to keep a straight face and to respond accordingly. Try to stay with the storyline, but, I mean, he's just fabulous. He's so funny and wonderful. So that has to be the most memorable thing for me.
That is interesting. Is this your first film, Miss Lachey?
It is my first film as a main character, yes.
Okay, and so you've done other things, just not a main character.
Yes, that is correct.
Gotcha.
Supporting for other roles, but not as a main character. This is still a supporting role, but this has been the most significant part so far.
Gotcha. Melina, what was your most memorable moment while recording Bitter Inheritance?
I think the most memorable moment, which hopefully my attorney's not listening to this, probably when I broke his railing.
Oh, wow.
It's, hey, Mark, bet you didn't know that. PCV railing is loose. But while we were doing the fight scene, I don't want to give it all away, but there is a particular fight scene. I mean, the story is kind of an Obsessed meets General Hospital type feel to it. So there is there's a lot of yelling and fighting and such and such. So at one point, as she's attempting to throw me over the rail, which actually for a moment thought I was actually going to go all the way over the rail and grabbed onto a piece of it, and a piece of it came out. So was pretty memorable. That was pretty memorable. I think the other memorable part that really got me was, there's so many. It's just so hard to pinpoint. I'm just thinking from the conference room scene where we all just had such a wonderful, wonderful time, and it was just so natural, like we had all been together before. But what's so beautiful about this cast is that the cast does know each other from way before. For example, Marla and Stoney, Miss Marla, I call her Miss Marla, and Stoney worked on 227 together previously.
We love 227.
Already, right, exactly. Oh, and we love 227 and the Jeffersons, but they had that chemistry already together. And so Howard and Stoney had known each other previously. So there was such a chemistry of already knowingness that I was not privy to. That was the really funny thing, is that I went to all of these individuals, are just my dear friends, and I reached out to them, and they said, absolutely. I mean, Howard even said, you know, he'd always wanted to. When I asked him about doing the music for it, he said, you know, I'd always wanted to score a film. Wow, yeah. So it just, and me just contacting my network of friends and just reaching out to them, they actually already happened to know each other. So it was just such a natural combining of energies and positivity that the project just is, it's so exciting.
Were you on the set while this was being shot?
Yes, I was. Thoroughly enjoying everything, and our director is so fantastic, Miss Angela Gibbs.
Angela Gibbs.
She had everything under control, and I was just sitting back watching and enjoying myself, looking at my work come to life through these
great characters.
I know
that
it has
to
be gratifying.
Awesome feeling.
I beg your pardon?
No, CeeLo said it has to be gratifying. I totally agree. An awesome feeling.
Oh, yes. Yes, it really is. I can't wait for the full movie to come into fruition. I want to be on set every day if my granddaughter doesn't run me off. I I'd love to stay there and just watch everything.
That is
now,
awesome.
Melina, I hope
yes.
this is not a redundant question, right? But how did you come to turn this project over to Frank Underwood Jr. and allow him to, you know, take it off of paper and bring it to the screen? Why Frank?
Well, Frank is actually supposed to be on this call right now, and I've been texting him while we were listening to Howard's music and other conversations to get him to get on this call. It's interestingly enough, he is such a kind spirit that after hearing my passion about it, you know, he just decided to help me as much as he could and to get involved. So it was just, I mean, you know what, when you have parents, when you have God's children together, there's just a light that shines with them. And
amen.
And
yeah.
not to be, it just is what it is. And ironically, Frank's latest collection, his artwork collection, is called Follow the Light. And it's a plug for Frank's artwork collection. It's Follow the Light. And you can just see that there's just, he's a wonderful child of God, as we all are, and just have all just merged together to see this wonderful, wonderful project come to fruition. And he's all aboard 100%. And I honestly can't take any of the credit. I wish I could. I can't. God did this. God did this because,
hey.
To be honest with you, I didn't even want to. Way back when, I was supposed to be an international corporate attorney with a concentration on the Spanish-speaking countries. In Maryland somewhere, that's what I was supposed to do. So all of this is God's doing. I'm just
right.
doing what he's
Amen.
Leading me to do.
Yeah.
Right.
The people that he's telling me to do it with. So.
I'm sorry, CeeLo, go ahead.
No, that was Melina speaking, actually.
Oh, I just said I'm just following, doing what he's instructed me to do. The people that he's instructed me to do it with.
Did Marla Gibbs get involved before Angela, or did Angela Gibbs get her mother involved as the director?
Actually, it was Angela Gibbs got Miss Marla involved as after she became the director. But what's so ironic is, and I blame, and I say it so affectionately, see, this is one of my friends who's speaking, and it's not going to be a friend anymore because clearly they're not listening. It's very hard to be my friend. You see, I need things for my friends, like to be in movies and things like that. So, ironically, I was working actually with Jyla. We work on the Ivy Awards Committee, and a couple of years back, Miss Marla, I was speaking with Miss Marla at the event, and I was telling her and Angela, they were both there, and I was just telling them how I am so tired. I am just so worn out with Hollywood. I'm so tired of this industry. You know, I want to have a family. I want to have children. I want to have a life, and this has consumed my entire life for so long. And I've put so much, and I'm just so passionate about it, but it gets so frustrating. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
goodness. I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. I'm done. And Miss Marla sat there, and she sat in the chair, and she looked at me and looked in my eyes and said, "Don't you do that. Don't give up. Never, ever give up. You just keep going. Keep going as fast as you can, as much as you can, as hard as you can. Keep throwing as much stuff up there as you can. Just keep at it, because just by the law of averages, at some point, something's got to stick. At some point, one thing, something has got to stick. So just keep going and never give up." And so I looked at her, I took a deep breath, and I said, "Oh, all right." And so I kept going. And ironically, it was during that time, it was around about that time where I started working with Dr. Dumas. And things just started happening from there. So actually, I know Angela through, and I know her son as well, who's also going to be assisting Mr. Hewitt with the musical portion of it as well. And it's, you know, I know Angela, and we spoke about it. And ironically, Dr. Dumas had spoken to Angela a few years before regarding Bitter Inheritance. But at that time, people were doing other things. And Angela will be on the call on Wednesday for the first part of it, and she'll be glad to tell you more of it in detail. But things weren't ready at that time for her to be able to focus on it. And, I mean, I wasn't here yet, so it just wasn't at the time. And so now everything is just coming to fruition at the appointed time and at the appointed place. So it's, I mean, she told her, she was so excited about it, and she told her mother about it, and how wonderful it is and how much fun we're having. And it's just such a great, great story that needs to be told. And, you know, I'd love to have Ms. Marley. I mean, I'm honored if she would be a part of our lovely project. You know, I grew up watching her on Jefferson's and Teacher Seven, and just her fire and her spunk and her just telling George know exactly who's boss. I mean, it just,
just
kind of helped me to be the kind of executive producer that I am today. Very hard-nosed and rigid about certain things, but, you know, when you have a certain level of excellence and quality that you expect, then that's what it is. And she's very, very,
Congratulations, folks. It is 11:05 here on the East Coast. It is 1:04 tomorrow in Tokyo, regardless of where you are in the world. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Monday, January 10th, and we have the wonderful ladies of Bitter Inheritance. Based on the novel Bitter Inheritance, written by Dr. Mildred Dumas. Dr. Dumas, what type of doctor are you?
I'm a naturopath. Naturopathic doctor.
And what exactly does a naturopathic doctor do?
Well, I studied herbs instead of drugs, and we practice prevention. Prevention
nice.
With the herbs.
Non-transdermal.
I beg your pardon?
Non-transdermal type of medicine.
Okay. Prevention of diseases forming in the body. This is what we try to do, and we host a lot of workshops trying to get people to take charge of their health with natural products.
Is that essential oils, Dr. Dumas?
I beg your pardon?
Does that include aromatherapy and essential oils?
Oh, yes, essential oils. I have some dispensing now behind me.
I am currently in school learning about aromatherapy and essential oils and aspire to be a professional aromatherapist, actually.
All right, that's a good choice.
Yes, I definitely believe in prevention and learning about the ways that essential oils can, you know, prevent different diseases and just different ailments and just help your body overall.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
And this is God's medicine we're talking about, herbs, okay?
Yes.
And we call ourselves God's little helpers.
That's awesome. Right. Folks, 917-889-3926 is the number. If you want to call in, ask some questions, we'll keep this conversation going. We'll be right back. Howard Hewitt, say amen. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before we go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In Him is where our strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the skies. Only He can save my life, and only He can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing Your praise. I sing it out loud.
singing all day. This song is my prayer I give to only you. It can't compare to the gift from you. He gave us his love. He gave us his son. Oh yeah. There's some who don't believe. Sometimes it's very hard to see. Oh, we live this old life every day. Things don't go your way. But to be without is not his will. No, his cattle on a thousand hills, and they're all yours. Claim, claim the meanest. Oh.
Between January 15th through the 22nd, and they're going to be going from city to city. Like, I guess like the heaviest violent spots in America. I guess they're going to go to those spots and, you know, kick off these peace weeks there as well. And let's see, what else do I have for you guys? Last but not least, I just want to let you guys know to be on the lookout for Dr. Dre's album, Detox. It's coming out in this February. We don't have a specific date, but it will be out this coming February. And also be on the lookout for one of my favorites, Nas. I love him. And my girl Eve, she's going to be coming out with something soon. But that's all I have for you beautiful people this evening. And thank you for loving me. I love you guys.
Hey, CeeLo, I just wonder about,
yes,
did you know, did you hear about Foxy Brown, the situation between her and her manager? Her and her manager fell out, and ultimately her manager, you know, kicked her off her roster, and now she's suing her. I was like, she's the only person really she had in her corner.
she can't stay out of court. She doesn't even have a manager. Look, I'm telling you. And then, along with that, though, she's now dissing Lil Kim on a, it's like she's going to try to get some money from somewhere, because I think she might lose with that lawyer. She's going to spend a lot of money in court costs. She better just
give it
put
up,
on the
Foxy.
Mixtape. Yes,
give,
let it go.
Thanks,
CeeLo. Let it go.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Can't buy me love.
I can't.
That was Wayne Brady here on T.M. Hyman Radio Live. If you're just tuning in, you have missed an awesome discussion and interview with some of the cast members from an upcoming film, Bitter Inheritance. Again, thank you guys so much for joining us this evening. It's been a pleasure listening to all of your stories.
Absolutely.
Yes. Dr. Dumas, if you can, for those people just tuning in, if you can just give a brief overview about the film and the book so we can get everyone caught up to speed, we would greatly appreciate that.
Okay, we're working on the film Bitter Inheritance about these two women who inherit into this business and how they handle or don't handle their inheritance. One is so full of bitterness and hatred that she allows this inheritance to drive her to the brink of madness, and she takes it out on the other lady by doing some very unthinkable things to her. So we want you to look for this movie in a theater near you soon, sometime this year. And we thank you so much for having us. We are so grateful for being on your show tonight.
Oh, thank
hey, Dr.
You again.
Dumas, I want you to remember T.M. Hyman. If nothing else, know I got a nice voice.
Yes,
I will
you
be
do.
Any play
thank
you
so
have.
Much. I have your name written down here. I'm going to embed it in my memory, Mr. Hyman.
Hey, you know what? You have made me smile for the rest of my life. Anything you got going on, I'll be an extra, I'll be a stage boy, I'll be a water boy. I know how to serve.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hyman, for your help. And we appreciate that. We remember that, won't we, Miss Gay?
Yes, we absolutely will. You have officially have a part. You have a part.
Now, Milena and Shyla, talented ladies that you are, if you could just let everyone know how we can follow you or get a little more information about you. You know, everybody is Twitter and Facebook craze nowadays. If you could share that contact information with us, we would appreciate that as well.
Sure, Shyla, go ahead.
Okay, well, I do have both Twitter and Facebook, and you can find my name on the bitterinheritance.com page. It's Shyla Lashay, HYLALASHA.com is my website, and you can just search for me and find my Twitter and Facebook from there.
And you can follow me on my website, which is mymilena.com. That's MYMILLENA.com. And you can also follow the happenings of the film at bitterinheritance.com or bitterinheritancethemovie.com. And if anyone would like to reach out to me, you can also reach me at Milena Gay at bitterinheritancethemovie.com.
Thank you. Now, Milena.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, don't forget now, Milena and Dr. Dumas, if y'all call TM to be an extra, don't forget he has three extra ladies that will be coming along with him. So you need to find something. You need to find something for us to do in the background. I don't know what it is. Even if we're just
standing
there smiling, you need to throw us in there as well.
<That's>
you
right.
know, remember, and if anyone wants to contact me, my email address is Dr. Diara Dumas, D-U-M-A-S, at netzero.net.
Netzero.net, absolutely. Dr. Dumas, before we get out of here, where can we pick up the book, Bitter Inheritance?
I have books. So just contact me on my email address or my phone number, 661-265-9344.
And I'm going to repeat that, and I'm going to exploit this particular podcast, folks. You follow us, and ladies, just in case you do not know, we have folks listening to us all over the world. I'm proud of the audience we have. We got folks listening in London. We've had folks call in from Baghdad in the past. We know that Rio de Janeiro is listening, and definitely all over the United States. Folks, jump on it, bitterinheritance.com. Call Dr. Dumas, okay? You hear the sweet voice, right? This is a creative mind. She's been doing it longer than some of us have actually been on this earth. What that says
That's
is
true.
There's a lot of wisdom there. a lot of wisdom, a lot of experience. But what I'm feeling is the graciousness that's exuding from Dr. Dumas. Buy the books. And I'm sorry, Dr. Dumas, because this is program gets real hood sometimes, right? Buy that damn book. 661-265-9344. 661-265-9344. Dr. Mildred Dumas, big up to you, my friend. And much success. God bless. We're going to push people to support this project and to buy the books. Somebody wants to talk to you, though. They're late, but we're going to give them an opportunity. You're on the line with the cast of Bitter Inheritance. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yes, I'm another cast member. It's Heather Michaels.
Heather, hi.
Heather, where have you been?
And the gents.
Where have you been, Heather?
I'm sorry. You know what? You guys are so busy over there. The phone just kept ringing and ringing. I'm on hold. I'm on hold forever. Finally, I'm tapped in. Okay, so I'm here.
You know what? And I apologize. I'm going to tell you what's interesting about tonight's program. We have a slew of people listening to this program, but no one wants to talk. So every time we go,
are you kidding me?
They're just listening.
What can we do?
They're just listening.
Well, what can we do about that? We need to rally the troops and get them talking, right?
Well, you're here. Tell us your role in the movie. And you're going to join us back on Wednesday, right?
Of course I am. Absolutely.
Tell us your role.
My role is I am one of the ladies in the boardroom, and we talk some shop. We talk some trash. And you know how it is in the business, you know, environment and in the boardroom. So we're having a lot of fun kind of, you know, dishing it.
What was your most memorable moment recording?
Oh, I'm sorry, my most memorable moment with which project?
Well, Bitter Inheritance.
Yes, I thought you said that. Okay, yes, with Bitter Inheritance. Well, you know, it was watching my girl, you know, Lelina, you know, being the tough cookie that she is in the boardroom, and just telling everybody, you know, really what it really was going to be, the way that whole business was going to be handled. So that was one of the best moments, I would have to say, because I got to support my girl.
And what's the name of your character, Heather?
Well, you'd have to ask Melina, because I think my character, her name changed a couple times, because she was so racy. She, you know, just one particular name just did not stick. So we had to give her a couple of names, apparently.
Go ahead, Melina.
I was going to say, we're going to defer that to Dr. Dumas, the author. I'm going to knock that
over there.
Put that over there.
You know what?
I'm going to let the team convene and
come back on Wednesday. Dr. Dumas, you have Heather's character's name? That's funny. Why did it change so many times?
We love Dr. Dumas. She's amazing.
We had her. We grabbed her sort of at the last minute and put her in the boardroom. She's one of the employees at the company where Melina's character is working.
Yes.
So we had to change the name. The name had to fit because initially the character. I believe her name was like something like Mabel or something that just totally did not fit our bubbly, fantastic Heather, as you can hear. That Heather's not a Mabel type of person, so
yes.
We had to revise that to
something. See, and
that
I love these girls.
Life.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are developing that character.
So more to come, Dr. Dumas.
More to come for Heather.
Ladies
and
gentlemen.
Thank you. And Dr. Dumas is amazing. You know, you got to give her all the props in the world.
Hey, absolutely.
Thank you, Heather. I felt it.
And we're trying to support the project, the book, and everything. Thank you. That's Heather Michaels joining us. She'll be back on Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Money Monday, January 10th, 2010, we've been graced by the presence of Dr. Mildred Dumas, Melina Gay, Shayla Lachey, and now Heather Michaels. The wonderful cast of Bitter Inheritance. Log on, www.bitterinheritance.com. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, Terrence. I'm so sorry. And I just wanted to give a super shout-out, I almost forgot, to our fantastic cast member, Kathleen Bradley. Her birthday is today. That's
oh, Kathleen, happy birthday.
Join us today. She is out birthday partying, and she said she might, if she got a moment, she'd call in, but she'll be with us on Wednesday. So we'll just maybe we can sing happy birthday to her on Wednesday.
We will sing happy birthday to her on Wednesday. And Kathleen, wherever you are, be safe. And make sure they get you back where they picked you up from, if that's where you want to go. Folks, thank you for riding with us tonight. We're looking forward to, hopefully, Frank Underwood Jr., Angela Gibbs, Kathleen Bradley, hopefully Stoney Jackson. And you know what? I'll be blown if Florence shows up. It's Bitter Inheritance, everybody. We love Marla Gibbs. Melina,
yes.
God has big things for you, my friend. Dr. Dumas, I feel he's already at work. I think the greatest gift for this generation, as a young person, I'm an old soul, you can hear it, because I'm young, but I sound like my daddy or my granddaddy or something. But wisdom, the wisdom of our elders, we need to glean that. We need to fall underneath our elders who have that knowledge, that wisdom, that experience. I've lost my grandparents. And I love them to death. I don't have any grandparents. So when I feel the spirit of my grandmothers, you know, when that wisdom, that clarity, that creativity, I draw near to that, Dr. Dumas. So I'm like Melina, your grandma to me now.
I love it. I could use a grandson. All right, I'm going to remember that and hold you to it.
You can hold me to it.
All right.
Check back
thank you
Wednesday,
so much. And,
10 p.m.
And you're right. You're right.
Go ahead.
About
I'm sorry,
that.
Doc. I'm sorry.
Yes, that experience and the children listening, you know, and taking the advice and taking heed. And thank you so much for recognizing us old folk, the grandparents.
Well, we can't do it without you.
All right.
And I apologize for Generation X and Y who are totally ignorant and disrespectful to that fact.
That's true. That is true. And it's been such a pleasure this evening. I want you to know that.
Well, we echo the effort and the sentiment. Thank you, ladies. Good night.
Good night.
Team, thanks for rolling with us. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. That's the cast and the executive team of Bitter Inheritance. This is Which Way to Turn, Mr. Rain, TM Hyman Radio Live.
A long journey. I don't know which way she will perform, but I can perform this one tour for you. You know they gone through. You're in trouble.
She gets up every morning, gonna drag us on for the bed. Round around her, it's been storming. Then sparks up a cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring. She's been wild and ever since. And plus she was so charming. How could she resist? She can't get the call back. All that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that. And it burns, oh it burns. Now she's broken and bitter. Heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl as she watches the world as it turns.
Oh,
Don't know. where it's going like this, so. Hear me?
Crazy. That's the first time I've jammed it twice because that's a hot jam. It, Which Way to Turn by my man, Mr. Rain. It's Monday, January 10th, 2011. Special big up to our special guest tonight, the cast of Bitter Inheritance, up close and personal, Dr. Mildred Dumas, my new grandma, Melina Gay, Shyla Lachey, and Heather Michaels. Join us on Wednesday for part two. Log on www.bitterinheritance.com. www.bitterinheritance.com. Back Wednesday, 10 p.m. It's the cast. Hopefully, we have Marla Gibbs all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Health and Wellness. It's Dee Dee.
Everybody, tonight's health and wellness segment is brought to you by Massages for Life, coming soon to your local Norfolk Tidewater area. Tonight's health and wellness segment is on emotional strength. And please join me on Wednesday's health and wellness segment. I'm going to talk about why physical strength, again, is important to being mentally prepared for 2011. How to build emotional strength. Yes, there are steps in steps that we can take in order to gain emotional strength and strengthen our own emotional development. If we don't strengthen our emotions or learn how to gain control of them, we will emotionally, mentally, and physically paralyze ourselves and enable us to achieve any kind of desired success in these areas. I'm sorry, are y'all getting the feedback?
No, you're good.
Okay, thank you. Okay, going forward. All right. An emotionally strong person is a resilient person. They gain knowledge as they're going through their struggles, use that knowledge in order to make it through their struggles and, to continue forward and press on through future issues. Now, ways to grow emotionally involve these four things, basically learning about and recognizing your emotions, accepting them and working with them, learning to tolerate your feelings, and feeling a little more each time, and learning to express your feelings in healthy ways. Now, as you do this, the emotional muscle is being built, which enables you to tolerate more in a healthy way as far as your emotions each time a situation comes about. Now, there are a lot of different ideas for building emotional strength. I'm going to give you a couple of them tonight and follow. You can follow this segment on Friday at hackmedia.com, hacmedia.com, for more ideas for building emotional strength, and that's on Friday. You can get full detailed report. Now, here are some, feeling them. Just letting yourself go through. It is okay to go through whatever you are feeling. If somebody say that you shouldn't be mad, be mad if that's what you want to see. Now, don't take it out on anybody else, but feel them if that's what you want to do.
That's right. Be mad if you want to be mad. Damn it.
It's your feelings. Exercise self-control. Again, it's your feelings. Be mad, be angry, be sad, be happy, whatever it is. But if it's going to inflict some type of discomfort or pain to someone else, that you don't want to do that. You know, it's okay to feel whatever it is that you're feeling and label whatever it is that you're feeling. Whatever you feel, figure out what it is. If you're feeling confused, say, you know what, I'm just confused. I'm happy and mad all at the same time. I just don't know. But it is okay because these are things we need to do in order to strengthen our emotions. And begin to share your feelings slowly. Everyone has a confidant. We call it BBF, a beautiful best friend, or BFF, however you want to label it, someone that you can talk to. So begin to share those feelings slowly. Talk it out. The more that you hear yourself talk out your emotions, the more that you're able to deal with those things, figure out solutions and resolutions on how to make it through. Again, join me Wednesday for
health and wellness segment on physical strength, how that relates to being mentally prepared for 2011, and you can look at hackmedia.com Friday for a full report on emotional strength and ideas for building emotional strength. Thanks.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live. Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Get that rock knock. I'm
I'ma get you quiet, I'ma get you spot. If you dancing for your tuition, then I can help you stop. No, you ain't gotta beg, you get whatever you need. Girl, as long as you happy, then it feels better for me. Got ahead of myself, may I change up the speed? We can take the scenic till we get to that G spot.
About something that you did years ago, maybe 10,
maybe five, you know, if you're not that old, you know, go back 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 years ago. You did something, you wrote something, you thought about something, and then you left it. You put it on a shelf. You put it down. You stopped it. See, I'm here to tell you that God doesn't start anything he's not going to finish. But see, he might not want to finish it, but you put it down so it can't be done. See,
right. The
fact that he doesn't want, that he wants to finish it, that still exists. But he needs your help. You got to do something. Go back and pick up that thing that you put down years ago, dust it off, revise it, present it now. It was premature. But everything comes in its season. Log on to the website. This is a humongo project with a huge cast, www.bitterinheritance.com. The cast, again, consists of Melina Gay, Marla Gibbs, Michael Collier, Stoney Jackson, Kathleen Bradley. Again, happy birthday to Kathleen Bradley, who would have been with us tonight, but she's out in L.A., you know, doing her thing. And if you don't know who Kathleen Bradley is, she's a beautiful actress. Google her. She'll be with us Wednesday night. Come on back, 10 p.m. Howard Hewitt, Heather Michaels, Lachey LaShawn, Patrica, looks like DeArbo, and my man Troy Williams. All of them are part of the new flick, which is based on the novel Bitter Inheritance, written by Dr. Mildred Dumas. It's called Bitter Inheritance, directed by Marla Gibbs' daughter, Angela Gibbs, produced by Frank Underwood Jr. Our wonderful special guest tonight was the executive producer. Her name was Melina Gay. The music is done by Howard Hewitt. It's all of Howard Hewitt's songs, and we've played several tonight. We're going to end the show with one that kind of definitely took me back. I was like, wow, that's Howard Hewitt. I was like real young, but I remember this song. But I know for a fact everybody also remembers the song. Shout-outs, ladies. Any closing comments from you? Good night. Thanks for riding.
This is Sheila. I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for riding with us. I love you all. Thank you for loving me. Peace.
All right.
This is Dee Dee, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that's listening. Thank you to the cast of Bitter Inheritance. I know I can't wait. I'm going to be on it. Definitely, Sheila, keep us up on a date, and be a blessing.
And it's your girl, Kalina. Just thanks again for riding with us. Thanks for the cast of Bitter Inheritance for, you know, checking in with us this evening. And thoughts still go out to the victims and the family and friends of the Arizona shootings. You know, it's so crazy. It's a lot going on in the news with that. So sit there in our thoughts and prayers.
Right, definitely. My man, Andrew, Ghetto Government Red. Yo, what's going on, baby?
What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, Andrew?
I just wanted to call in real quick. CeeLo, did you hear the young girl that did the poetry tonight? Hello?
CeeLo.
Very nice. Yes, she was nice.
Did you hear the young lady that did the poetry on our show tonight?
Yes, I did.
Okay, she's going to be calling in with you guys open mic night Friday night. She's got a little story to tell. She lost her 18-year-old daughter last summer, but she will be hitting you guys up open mic night to do a little poetry for you.
Oh, no doubt, man. We welcome that. Appreciate that, Andrew. Appreciate
that. No problem, bro.
Hey, come back Wednesday, man. Hang out with us, all right?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, good night, everybody. Back Wednesday at 10 p.m. Thank you very much. Good night.
Say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before we go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman.